もった冬の日暮れである。私は横須賀発上り二等客車の隅に腰を下ろして、ぼんやり。
メリークリスマス! Welcome back to the back, you elves on the shelves, you Santa's helpers. Here we are, on the brink of the holidays. December 21st, 2024. Man, oh man, what a year, huh? It's been full of some good stuff. And I don't know about you, but I guess I've been okay. Which warrants some requests to Santa Claus. And all I'm asking for...are a few records to play on my new turntable, because I got it for my birthday and it's kind of an obsession now. An expensive obsession, but Santa Claus, he's got deep pockets. Number two, probably, even though I don't want them, I need them, and those are some socks. Because it's like one of those things you hate to ask for, but they're not going to show up on your doorstep unless you go out and buy them yourself or ask somebody for them, so...You know, I need to prompt the people in my life to get them for me. Or Santa, sorry. And the third one, we don't have a lot of variety of restaurants around my neighborhood, so I'm just on my knees to Santa. Please, let there be a delicious ramen shop within walking distance. Now, that being said, it's a very special holiday episode today, and we're going to be introducing...something especially delicious. Last time we talked about eggs. They are delicious. And pots to cook the eggs in and whatnot. But today we're going to be blowing the lid wide off with Niigata's top five great ramen. So, without further ado, let's kick it off. Now, Niigata is without a doubtThe top rice production prefecture in Japan. We haven't delved too deep into food yet, but we will. Trust me, just bear with me. And as such, it lends itself to a very, very unique and fantastic food culture. That being said, let's whet our appetites and just dive into a bowl. Let's begin with the history of ramen. The history of ramen in Niigata is said to date back to the Showa era in 1927,The prefecture's first Chinese restaurant, Yoseiken, was opened in Niigata City. The noodles served there were said to be the first ramen in Niigata, which was the spark that lit the fire, which then spread to all corners of the prefecture. Luckily for us, right? So, let's begin with number one on the list, light soy sauce ramen, Asari Shoyu Ramen. As a crucial port town off the Japanese coast, Niigata City's main foot traffic in 1957was around the Kawaminato area on Niigata Island. As such, you've got a lot of hungry folks hanging around the moats. But since these food stalls didn't have as much power as restaurants, the chefs couldn't cook the broth on high heat, right? So most of the vendors use low heat to make a light, mildly flavored soup. Thus, light soy sauce ramen was invented and served at the flagship shop Miyoshiya.Bowls of clear pork bone and sardine stock, homemade noodles, bamboo shoots, tender pork, and a smattering of green onions provide a gentle and nostalgic experience for their hungry guests. Now, this is a very, true to its word, it is a light, very, very, almost clear broth. It's delicious. And the taste is, it harkens back to the Showa era, and it's a very, very sentimental dish for a lot of guests in Niigata. Not a lot of bells and whistles.Just good old-fashioned, delicious ramen. But if it's bells and whistles you want, let's keep on moving, shall we? Since we're still in Niigata City, let's head over to Nishikan District, located at the foot of the beautiful Mount Kakuda, and sample some of the most original ramen in Japan. Number two on the list is Niigata Miso Ramen. Typically, when it comes to miso ramen, the first thing that comes to many people's minds is Sapporo and Hokkaido. But, you know, competition is a good thing, actually. So when it comes to the famous restaurant Komodori, located in the Nishikan district, the owner, in hindsight, was truly a visionary. The legend goes that after the owner had sampled Hokkaido's miso ramen, he believed he could improve on the model. And he did, using a combination of Hokkaido miso,and exclusive Niigata miso, the owner crafted together a delicious hybrid. Sometime later, the owner overheard a guest at a nearby hot springs resort complaining that the miso ramen he had was awful. The taste was too strong. The soup was too thick. Thinking fast, the owner ran back to Komandori, delivered a lighter soup to dilute the taste, and the customer was overjoyed, naturally. Boom. The rest is history. While each of Komandori's 10 miso ramen dishes are stuffed with rich umami, they also still come with the famous diluting soup, should the taste get a little overwhelming for you. All right. How are those taste buds? Is it torture listening to this food porn? Okay. The only way out is deeper and deeper. So, onward. About 30 minutes down the road from Nishikan, we come to the city of Tsubame, the home of the finest metal craftsmanship in Japan, and perhaps the world. It's here that you can get your high-quality pans, utensils, and most importantly, mesh pots for making ramen. All right, enough of that. Let's dig in. Number three on our list is Tsubame Back Fat Ramen. This one, man, let me tell you. Here's the story. Around 1930, Joel Shosei came from China to Niigata and opened the promising noodle restaurant Hongjo Hanten in 1933. As a side note, Hongjo, China, also has some amazing food too. Anyway, in 1933, Shosei's soup was originally thin and light. But one day, when he noticed at a local meat shop was just going to toss away a load of pork back fat, he asked for it. The meat shop gave him all of it. Shosei ran home, back to the shop, cooked it into his ramen, and voila, history. Years later, in the 1960s, Smiths worked days and nights, just like now, pumping out excellent tools for nationwide customers. However, unlike now, there was no Uber Eats, so when a craftsman got hungry and ordered his ramen, it'd be cold by the time it was delivered to him. Major bummer, and no money back, right? However, Hongjo Hanten devised a way to preserve the heat and keep the noodles from going soggy by adding copious amounts of jiggly Echigo Mochibuta back fat. The steam is trapped inside the bowl. Moreover, instead of the common thin ramen noodles, Shosei's noodles were 5 millimeters thick, resembling kind of like udon, right? No way those noodles are going to go soft. Thus, the country's ramen phenomenon was established. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I almost like can't take much more of this. Hang in there. Two more to go. Let's take a break and just calm those taste buds, okay?
られる方の立場や好みにも気を配って、本当に喜ばれる良い品を送っていただきたいと、白信商会はそう考えます。昔の風を呼んでみた。装いの黒は不思議。今、都の風が新しい着物大ヤングロ。
第15回 NST 県民茶会は 5月24日 風薫る悠久山公園で開催されます。春の一日、茶道六流派によるお茶席をお楽しみください。県茶は午前10時、青石神社拝殿で行います。茶席券は三花流派、千鏡庵、松屋、大和 NST でお求めください。
Welcome back. Did you get a snack? I did not. I'm saving myself for ramen. Anyway, let's keep this train going. Just a hop, skip, and a jump over to the neighboring city of Sanjo, full of top-tier blacksmiths and craftsmen. Number four on the list is Sanjo Curry Ramen. Interestingly enough, this is the oldest ramen on our list, as no one really knows the exact date of its creation. However, the agreed-upon time frame of its inclusion on the menu places it somewhere around 1937. 1937! Apparently, it was by a craftsman who dared to fuse the British method of curry with Chinese noodles. Skipping ahead, years later to the 1960s, the restaurant Masahiro was credited as the first to officially sell the signature kare ramen. Just like Tsubame's famished workers, the craftsmen in Sanjo needed a reliable bowl of ramen that would not get cold. And here's the thing, too. With curry, it's going to stay hot forever. I can't tell you how many times I've burned my tongue and the roof of my mouth. It's like eating brown napalm. But I mean, you know, more delicious napalm. Anyway, the curry mixed with tinder pork, carrots, potatoes, and onions was not only piping hot, but incredibly filling after a hard day's work. To underscore the importance of this ramen, there's even a Sanjo Kare Ramen Committee that includes an association of restaurants. They serve curry ramen, they hold rallies and competitions in Sanjo, and it sounds deliciously awesome. All right. If you made it this far without turning off the show and just Googling the nearest restaurant near you, I admire your discipline and will reward you with the final selection. Heading south about half an hour by car, we get to the sprawling city of Nagaoka. Super heavy snowfall during winter necessitates not just a hot meal, but something with a bit of a kick. Number 5 on the list, and the last one, is Nagaoka Ginger Soy Sauce Ramen. In 1963, Aoshima Shukudo was opened, originally as a meal and noodle shop, but the owner, kind of a superhero, couldn't help but notice that most of his guests were usually half dead from the cold. So, in order to fight the cold during the brutal, crippling winters, he added a special ingredient. Any idea what it is? Anyone? Any guesses? No? It's ginger, baby. Oh yeah, ginger. It created an immediate warming effect that protected his diners, and Aoshima Shokudo has been doing it ever since. Now, we're not talking delicate slices of ginger here. We're talking about dumping whole ginger roots into pork bone stock, giving it a spicy flavor and the broth a darker color. The ingredients haven't changed in 60 years. Homemade noodles, spinach, nori, menma, generous amounts of pork, and naturally, that sweet, sweet ginger dark broth needed to survive the snow country. Woo! We made it, huh? Man. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for just being a part of, you know, this experience together. It's been a great year, and I hope wherever you are, it's a holly jolly holiday for you and your family. And yeah, build a snowman, eat some ramen, and I'll see you in the new year. Ja, mata ne.